Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi, sir. Alex. And I'm calling you from the verification department. You placed an order today, right?
Yes.
Sudhant?
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. So this is just a verification call before we go ahead and, like, you know, do the charges and all. Before that, I just want to give you some information. Can you please grab a pen and paper handy? First, I'll give you the order.
There's a lot of noise on your end. Can you... Okay. Hello?
Okay, host. Yep, I'll repeat it. I'm telling you, can you please grab a pen and paper handy? First, I'll give you the order ID number.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's O as in Oscar.
Okay.
R as in Romeo. 951-357.
951-357?
Okay. Yes. Okay. Now, sir, like, you know, I'll just put you on the recording line. Okay, on that recording line, I'll ask you the details and you have to verify me with the details from your end, okay?
Okay.
Each and everything, even your callback number, even your order, what's the order, because, it's like, you know, it's a process. You have
okay.
to go through because it's a legitimate company. So,
okay.
I'll start the recording. Hold on. Okay, so first of all,
sure,
can you please verify the address? I mean, yeah, please verify me with the order. What was the order? What order you placed right now?
Well, okay, what?
I'm asking you, what is your order? For what tools you placed an order?
I don't remember the details.
No, I'm asking you the pills, the medication.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What medication you took?
Whatever ordered in.
Mm-hmm. Because it's a verification department, so
mm-hmm.
I need to verify the details from your end.
Okay.
So, can you help me out? Like, okay, how much dollar is spent? What is the dollar amount?
A couple hundred.
$200, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And how many pills it was?
Was it 150?
And it was a Viagra Cialis?
Yeah.
Sir, my name is Eric.
Both of it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you know about it. Your order is for 80 tablets of the Viagra 100 milligram and 80 tablets of the Cialis 20 milligram. That's your exact order.
Right.
Okay. It's not 150, it's 160 tablets for $200. That is including your shipping and handling charges.
Right.
Okay. Hold on.
Why is there so much noise?
It's a very big department, sir. Whatever the sales come, like, you know, we just have to verify it and we process the order. And we ship our release shipment. That's the reason. Okay? So... Can you repeat your shipping address? What's the shipping address?
4065, I think, bar.
406?
Yeah, I think so. 4.
After that?
Right. There's so much noise there, I can barely hear you.
Okay, can you hear me now? Good?
Yeah, that's a little better, yeah.
Okay, I'm asking you,
no.
What
is... back.
Hold on.
Right.
Hold on.
Okay.
Hi, I was hoping to speak to James.
Can you just repeat your house number?
I believe it's 4063 bar. Is that right?
4063 bar.
Yeah.
And what's the code?
38111.
Memphis, Tennessee?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, just tell me the street name.
B-A-R-R.
Hi, James. How are you, sir?
Hi,
sir.
I'm not getting the right address, sir.
No. It says 465.
Repeat it once again.
I'm trying to remember what I told you.
So, my name is Eric.
What address did I give you?
It's the verification department, sir. We need to clear that from the customer's end. I'll repeat it. It's 4065 Bar Avenue, Memphis,
right.
Tennessee, 38111.
Right.
That's the address you gave me.
Yep.
Okay.
So my name is Eric.
Okay, the shipping and the billing are the same, right?
Right.
Okay. Spell out your first name and last name.
Boris Badenoff. B-O-R-I-S.
Can you spell?
B-A-D-E-N-O-F.
Okay, hold on. I'm processing the order. I'm checking out the shipment, like how much time it will take to reach your doorsteps.
Okay.
Hello.
Okay, can you repeat your name once again?
Boris Badenoff.
Spell that for me.
B-O-R-I-S. B-A-D-E-N-O-F.
It's B-A-D-E?
Right.
N-O-F.
B-A-D-E-N-O-F, yeah.
Yes, and the first name is Boris, B-O-R-I-S, right?
Right.
Yes, I got that.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Now, the very important thing. Mm-hmm. Just repeat the 16-digit number what you gave to me.
Let me see if I can get that out again.
Take your time.
Okay, so... Okay. I believe it's 4226-3675. 2456-2330.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, let me check that. Yes, that's right, absolutely right.
Okay.
And what is the expiration date of the card?
I believe I said 0420.
And the three-digit number on the back?
I don't remember.
Please do check that, sir.
Well, I don't have a credit card. So there's nothing to check. I think I said, 931 or something like that.
Can you just check it and let me know?
What's the check?
You can take your time.
There's nothing to check. I don't even have a credit card. I made it all up. When you called from using a spoof caller ID, you didn't expect me to give you real information, did you?
I have all of your information, sir. But it's a verification call. I just told you it's a recording line.
Yeah, I know.
That's the reason I already have the order and the address, everything.
Okay.
You are not able to give me the correct details, but I'm giving you that. But in the part of the card numbers,
mm-hmm.
You have to do that from your end. I cannot give you, even a single number from my end.
Yeah, it's actually
starting it right now.
So the number I gave you actually,
right
the number I gave you actually has the format of a valid card, but it doesn't actually exist. When you call a number that's on the do not call list and you use spoof caller ID, that's what you get. You get bogus information returned. So why should I give you real information?
So, to be very honest, I just want to ask you, when my colleague placed an order with him, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want to go for that order, the same order?
I don't care what you do, as long as you quit calling me, but you won't do that. So I keep giving you bogus information. One of these days you'll catch on and stop bothering me. One of these days you'll stop calling me. But not today, huh?
So you're just playing around, right? You didn't place the right order with the pharmacy, right?
Yeah. totally bogus. Totally bogus card name, bogus name, bogus address, bogus credit card number, bogus everything. Everything was false. Just like the caller ID number when you called me. You used a spoof caller ID calling me after I told you not to call anymore.
Like
you think
that.
I'm going to give you valid information? I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do this again next time you call, too.
Okay. To be very honest, sir, I just let you know about it. It's not bogus, okay? That's the only reason you're getting a verification call from the pharmacy. Okay? And it's like we send the medication within just next 10 to 12 days, not more than that. And we are the legit company. Okay, so even
if you use a valid phone number. Legitimate companies use real company names, and they don't use spoof caller ID. They don't violate laws like you're doing every time we call.
Okay, I'll just, we are dialing through an internet, okay? So the numbers, from where I'm calling you, you cannot call me back at the same number. If you want, I can give you my personal number.
Okay, sure. What is it?
It's 985.
What?
248. It's 985-248-3586.
Okay. And what's the real company?
985. It's a global pharmacy.
Mm-hmm.
If you want, I can even send you a text message right now from my number. If you think like that, that's the only reason I'm giving you my callback number.
Mm-hmm.
Just to gain your trust, so you can, like, you know.
Oh, you'll never get that because I've told you not to call anymore. It ain't going to happen. You've already lost any possibility of trust. I already know you're a criminal.
It's not like, because you already, see, the reason why we have your number, because already you placed an order with us, right?
I've placed fake orders with you guys.
I'm not telling you like the order what you placed right now. I'm telling you.
I've placed fake orders with you guys a bunch of times, and yet you keep calling back anyway.
It's your choice, so I can't help you out for that. Okay.
Yeah.
But if you don't need this tools, then it's okay. That's not a problem at all.
Yeah.
If you know, sir. We get a customer like you, like 100 of customers like you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
They have all the time. Like, you know, the free time to do this. That's not a problem. So I'm not even, like, you know, like, angry, like, why are you doing this and all. It's up to you.
Well, because you keep calling. What part of do not call is too complicated for you to understand?
So when you placed an order with some company, okay, so you would have told them, right?
What part of do not call is too complicated for you to understand?
Not a problem, sir.
What part of do not call is beyond your comprehension?
I got that, what you're going to do and what are you doing.
Join the three words.
Simply cancel this order. I'll just simply cancel this order, okay? Because the card number even you gave me that was showing a valid card, okay? But still, I'll not do anything about it. Okay.
No, come on, what you doing?
Man, I don't know. It's your name.
Yeah.
Well, no problem, sir. Thank you.
It was valid
Thank
until
you,
it was thwarted by Moose and Squirrel.
I can understand what you're doing. Okay. No, I'm really sorry, but still, I
yes, you
tell
are.
You that. If you don't
yeah,
want to play,
you are. You're,
if you don't want to play, so
you're a criminal.
No, you really want to see, like, what the criminal can do?
I'm seeing it right now.
You really want to see? Okay. No, you just hung up the call. Now just check it out, what I can do for you. Because I'm not getting angry on you. I'm not getting pissed off. Okay?
I'm sure you will.
I'm not getting pissed off. Okay. No, see, just what happens to you.
You keep calling anyway.
No. It's not like that I'm going to keep calling you and all, okay?
Yes, you will, because you keep doing it anyway.
Because
you can't comprehend three words.
You
cannot comprehend three words, and I'll do it to you again and again. Every time I hear from you guys, I'm going to do it to you again.
I do believe in karma, so I know what will happen to
you.
So I'll never let you know. No, you just check that out, what happens to you, okay? Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for this. Bye-bye.
Have a bad one.
you should die within a week. I'll pray. Thank you. Bye-bye.